All right, let's dive in. Ready for our first deep dive together?
Absolutely.
Super excited to jump into this one. We're heading over to South Korea today
Okay.
for this movement. It's called 4B.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's been making waves, so we've got a few sources to help us sort of break this down.
Sounds good.
We've got the Wikipedia entry on 4B for like a solid overview, a popular article that kind of blew up online recently, and get this, a news piece that connects 4B to the recent U.S. election.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, no, kind of crazy, right?
That is interesting.
But buckle up, this is going to be fascinating.
I'm ready.
What I think is so interesting is that 4B seems to be like striking a chord
Yeah.
way beyond just South Korea. It feels like it's tapping into this like bigger, maybe global trend.
Yeah.
So, okay,
Yeah.
what exactly IS4B?
Right.
The Wikipedia article lays it out pretty clearly. The four no's.
The four no's.
No marriage, no childbirth, no dating men,
Wow.
and no sex with men.
Why? Okay, so
Whoa. Right.
that's a pretty strong statement.
It is. It's definitely a radical stance.
Yeah.
But 4B is a feminist movement, specifically radical feminism,
Okay.
pushing back against what a lot of women see as, you know, these really deeply ingrained patriarchal norms
Okay.
in South Korea, and also like the government's pronatalist policies.
Pronatalist policy.
Yeah, so the government is
Okay.
actually like encouraging people to have more babies.
Huh. Interesting.
But it seems like a lot of Korean women are just like, nope, not interested.
Accepts.
Wikipedia says that South Korea has the lowest birth rate in the entire world.
Wow.
Only 0.78 children per woman.
Wow.
And then on top of that, 65% of Korean women just straight up don't want kids.
That's a big number.
It's a huge number. And I think when we kind of zoom out and look at the bigger picture,
Right.
this is like the culmination of so many factors in South Korean society. There's a
Yeah.
ton of economic anxiety.
Our way.
The cost of living is insane,
Yeah.
which obviously makes raising a family incredibly tough. And then, you know, many women feel like the culture is just deeply patriarchal.
Yeah.
So 4B is like a reaction to all of that.
It's understandable.
Yeah, and it's not just about demographics, right? It's
Waving.
way deeper than that.
Yeah.
This popular article that I read, it actually went viral on TikTok.
Oh, wow.
Of all places, it points out that 4B is a reaction to something, honestly, way more intense. Rampant misogyny
Right.
and gender inequality in South Korea.
Yeah.
And that's a really crucial point
Yeah.
because the gender pay gap in South Korea is huge.
Oh, I
It's
bet.
31%, which is the highest among all the developed nations.
Wow.
And then this article highlights several high-profile cases of violence against women,
Right.
which have just fueled a lot of fear and outrage. And it's about women saying, we don't feel safe.
Of
We
course.
don't feel respected or valued here.
Yeah.
And this article also talks about how the 4B movement actually grew out of some earlier feminist movements in South Korea.
Oh, interesting.
There was Escape the Corset, where women were like rejecting this pressure to conform
Yeah.
to like these crazy beauty standards.
Right.
And then, of course, there was the hashtag MeToo movement, which brought to light, you know, how widespread sexual harassment and assault really are.
Yeah.
And so what's so interesting here is that these movements,
Yeah.
they kind of connect to these similar patterns that we've seen in other parts of the world too.
For sure.
Feminist movements often spring up from this like frustration
Yeah.
with systemic inequalities and this deep desire for change.
Totally.
So 4B is really like a striking example of how those frustrations can kind of take shape.
Yeah.
So 4B is getting a ton of attention online. It's even trending on TikTok.
Wow.
But the Wikipedia entry kind of says that the actual size of the movement is still up for debate.
Okay.
Like some people are saying that its impact is being exaggerated.
Interesting, yeah.
What do you think?
Well, it's always a little tricky to figure out the true scale of these online movements, right?
Yeah.
They can generate a lot of
For
buzz,
sure.
but that doesn't always mean it's like widespread real-world change.
Right.
But even so, the fact that 4B is sparking these conversations and
Yeah.
challenging these like deeply held norms is pretty significant in itself, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. It's definitely making people think.
Yeah.
And get this, the news piece that we have,
Okay.
it links 4B to things that are happening right here in the US,
No. Wow.
specifically the recent presidential election.
Really?
Yeah, so apparently after the election results came out, there was this surge of interest in 4B among American women.
Interesting. I wonder why.
Yeah, why now?
Why is this Korean movement resonating with American women at this particular moment?
Exactly.
It's definitely something to think about.
Yeah.
It's worth thinking about, like, the current political climate here in the U.S., all the debates around women's rights, maybe even, like, a sense of disillusionment with the way things are.
Totally.
Interesting.
It really is. The article doesn't really dive into specifics, but I'm super curious to hear, like, your take on all of this.
Yeah.
It's just so fascinating how these movements can jump borders and connect people facing similar challenges, even if those challenges look different in each place.
Exactly. And that brings us to maybe one of the most intriguing things about 4B.
Okay.
Its potential to evolve and inspire, like, similar reactions around the world. So, you know, could we see a 4B movement or something like it emerge here in the U.S.?
It's a good question.
That's definitely a question worth exploring further.
Totally. I feel like we've only just scratched the surface here. You know, we've unpacked kind of the basics of the 4B movement, but there's so much more to uncover.
Right.
We need to understand its historical roots, its, like, philosophical core, and what it could mean for the future of gender relations.
For sure.
Not just in South Korea, but globally.
Totally.
So, are you ready to dive deeper?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Me too. Me too. All right.
All right. Welcome back to the deep dive. So last time, we introduced you to South Korea's 4B movement, this, you know, this radical feminist response to what a lot of women see as this, like, super patriarchal and unequal society.
Totally. And we kind of left off with this big question. Like, why is this movement happening now?
Right.
And to really get that, we need to, like, dig into its historical roots, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely.
Where did this whole idea of rejecting traditional relationships, like, even come from?
Well, remember how we mentioned that 4B isn't just coming out of nowhere?
Yeah.
It's building on these earlier feminist movements in South Korea. The Wikipedia article mentions the Escape the Corset movement.
Right, Escape the Corset.
Yeah, this was back in 2016. And it was all about women rejecting these, like, crazy beauty standards.
Oh, yeah.
And the pressure to conform.
Totally. I mean, does that sound familiar?
Who hasn't felt that pressure?
Right.
To look a certain way.
Exactly.
But it sounds like in South Korea, it's, like, next level.
It's a whole other level.
Wikipedia actually says that South Korea has the 10th largest beauty market in the world.
Oh, wow.
That's insane.
That's huge.
It really is. And it just shows how much importance, like, culturally and economically is placed on beauty in South Korea.
Absolutely.
So Escape the Corset was like this powerful pushback against all that. Women were protesting by destroying makeup.
Wow.
Shaving their heads, like, refusing to participate in what they saw as this, like, harmful, oppressive system. It's a powerful image.
It is.
So how does this connect to 4B?
Right.
Is it, like, all about rejecting these traditional ideas of what it means to be feminine?
Right.
It's definitely a part of it.
Okay.
I think 4B takes that rejection, though, like, a step further.
Okay.
It's like they're saying, we're not just rejecting beauty standards. Mm. We're rejecting this entire system that says our worth is tied to our relationships with men.
Wow.
It's about women reclaiming their agency.
Yeah.
And autonomy in a society where they feel like those things are constantly being denied.
Right. And then the Wikipedia entry.
Yeah.
Also mentioned South Korea's hashtag Me Too movement.
Right. Of course.
Which, you know, blew up in, like, late 2017, just like in other parts of the world.
Yeah.
It empowered women to speak out against sexual harassment and assault.
Huge moment.
It was. It was.
Globally.
Yeah.
And South Korea was no exception.
Totally. And it exposed just how pervasive sexual violence is.
Right.
And how this culture of silence often protected the perpetrators.
For sure.
And so this, too, fed into the growing frustration and anger that fueled the 4B movement.
It all kind of connects. Yeah.
It's almost like these movements built on each other, adding fuel to the fire.
Totally.
First, women challenged beauty standards.
Yeah.
Then they spoke out against sexual violence.
Right.
And now with 4B, they're, like, rejecting traditional relationships altogether.
It's a progression.
It's huge.
And it reflects this, like, growing awareness that all these issues are interconnected.
Yeah.
You know, for a lot of the women involved in 4B, it's not just about escaping marriage or motherhood.
I mean,
it's about dismantling the entire patriarchal structure that they see as, like, the root cause of their oppression.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But I have to ask about the no dating men.
Right.
And no sex with men parts of 4B.
It's definitely provocative.
Yeah, that's what really grabs people's attention, doesn't it?
I think so.
Like, how can you just opt out of an entire gender?
It's definitely a bold statement.
Yeah.
But it's important to understand the nuance here, right?
Okay.
It's not about, like, hating men.
Right.
It's about rejecting a system that they see as fundamentally unequal and harmful.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for many women in the 4B movement, separating themselves completely from men is a way of taking back control.
Okay.
And creating a space where they can define their own lives on their own terms.
You know, that popular article we talked about, the one that went viral on TikTok.
Yeah, yeah.
It really emphasized this idea of women just being done with men.
Right.
Like, they've tried to make things work within the existing system, and it's just not working.
Yeah.
And that sentiment is echoed in the research, too. You know, studies are showing this, like, growing trend of young Korean women expressing this disillusionment with relationships.
Right.
And they cite things like, you know, unequal division of labor, men being, like, emotionally unavailable.
Right.
Just a general lack of respect from male partners.
For sure.
And so for some women, opting out entirely.
Yeah.
Just seems like the only solution.
It's,
so it's not just about this, like, abstract idea of patriarchy.
Right.
It's about these, like, real-life experiences
right.
that are pushing women toward this, like, really radical stance.
For sure, yeah.
It's almost like they're saying,
yeah,
we're not going to wait for the system to change.
Right.
We're going to create our own world where we can thrive.
That's a great way to put it.
It really is. It gets at the heart of what the 4B movement is all about.
Yeah.
You know, this radical reimagining of what it means to be a woman in South Korea today.
Totally.
It's about challenging these deeply ingrained norms and creating, like, new possibilities for the future.
Absolutely.
But how does this all play out in real life?
That's the question.
Like, we've talked about all the frustrations that led to the 4B movement.
Right.
But what does it actually look like in practice?
Right.
Like, how are women living out these four no's?
Yeah.
And then what are the implications?
Yeah.
Both for South Korea and the rest of the world.
Yeah.
So welcome back to the Deep Dive. We've been talking about South Korea's 4B movement.
Right, this radical feminist movement.
Yeah, rejecting marriage, childbirth, dating men, and sex with men.
A lot to unpack there.
Definitely. And we've explored the historical and societal context, you know?
Right, tracing it back to those earlier movements like Escape the Corset.
Yeah, and hashtag Me Too.
Exactly.
But now I'm kind of curious about the practical side of things.
Yeah.
Like, what does it actually look like to, like, live out this 4B philosophy? What are these women actually doing with their lives if they're not pursuing these traditional relationships or starting families?
Well, it's not like there's, you know, a 4B rule book or anything or some headquarters where they hand out instructions.
Right. Yeah.
It's more about individual women making choices that align with their values and their vision for the future.
So are they forming, like, their own communities then? Like, are we talking, like, all female communes or something?
There are definitely examples of that, especially online.
Okay.
Remember how the Wikipedia entry mentioned that the movement kind of first gained traction on social media?
Yeah, yeah.
So women were connecting and sharing their experiences in these online forums.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's much easier to find, like, like-minded people.
Right.
And build a sense of community online.
For sure.
Especially when you're talking about views that might not be super accepted in mainstream society.
Totally, totally.
And so for a lot of women in the 4B movement, that sense of community is essential.
Right.
They're finding support, solidarity with other women who understand their frustrations and share that desire for a different kind of future.
Ooh, Wikipedia entry also mentions specific activities related to each of the four no's.
Okay.
So, for example, for, like, Bihan, the no marriage part, there's this push to reclaim the term and redefine it as, like, a positive choice.
Interesting.
Instead of it just being, you know, not yet married.
Right.
It's like they're reframing that whole narrative around singlehood.
Right.
And challenging that expectation that marriage is, like, this ultimate goal for women.
Totally.
And then for Bae-chulsun, which is no childbirth.
Yeah.
The movement is directly challenging South Korea's declining birth rate.
Oh, wow.
And the government's pronatalist policies.
Interesting.
They're basically saying, we're not going to be your baby-making machines.
It's a pretty powerful statement.
It is.
It really underscores how deeply some women resent that pressure to have children.
Yeah.
They're rejecting this idea that their primary purpose is to reproduce and serve the needs of the state.
And then, you know, when it comes to bione and bisexu,
mm-hmm.
so no dating and no sex with men,
right?
It seems like there's this real focus on creating different ways
yeah.
of experiencing intimacy and connection.
That's right. Some women are exploring same-sex relationships, or they're choosing to like focus on friendships and those platonic bonds,
mm-hmm.
and they're redefining what it means to be close to someone without having to follow those traditional relationship structures.
It's like they're creating a whole new social experiment.
Kind of, yeah.
Like, imagine a society where women are truly free to define their own relationships
yeah.
and their own paths in life. Without all those constraints.
It's interesting to think about.
It is,
yeah.
but it's important to remember that the 4B movement isn't without its critics,
right? Right, of course.
Some people argue that it's unrealistic or unsustainable.
Yeah.
Or even, like, harmful to society as a whole.
Right. The popular article mentions some people think its impact is overblown. And I'm sure there are plenty of people who worry about what this means for, you know,
right.
the future of the population if women aren't having children.
For sure. Those are all valid concerns.
Yeah.
And honestly, it's way too early to say what the long-term impact of the 4B movement will be.
Right.
But I think what we can say
yeah.
is that it's sparking some really important conversations.
Absolutely.
And challenging us to think differently about, you know, gender roles, relationships,
yeah.
and the very fabric of society.
For sure.
And I think that's a great point to kind of end on.
Yeah.
We've really gone deep on the 4B movement, exploring its origins, its philosophy.
Right. And as we've seen, it's complex.
It is. It's multifaceted.
It's a response to some very real pressures.
Yeah.
But it also represents this, like, radical reimagining of what's possible.
Absolutely. So here's a final thought for you, our listeners.
Okay.
If 4B is a reaction to these, like, extreme circumstances in South Korea,
mm-hmm.
what does its emergence say about the state of gender equality
yeah.
around the world?
That's the question.
Is it a warning sign?
Right.
Signaling these, like, deeper issues that we all need to address?
Yeah.
Or is it just this, like, unique cultural phenomenon
right.
that doesn't really apply to other societies?
Right.
We'd love yeah. to hear what you think.
Yeah. Let us know.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Until next time.
Keep exploring. Keep questioning.
Keep diving deep